KFIZ News Time is 10:11 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios on a Tuesday, June 29th of 2021. Hour number three of the show kicking off here on a Tuesday. And always good to talk to our friends over at the Salvation Army of Fond du Lac. We catch up with them once a month to find out what's happening over at the Salvation Army, different programs they have going on, different services they're providing our community. And we're joined by Crystal Ogden from the Salvation Army to talk with us here for the month of June. Crystal, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
We are doing well. As I told you off the air, I'm glad to be inside on a rainy day as opposed to opposed outside. That's for sure.
Yes, definitely.
That goes without saying, right?
Yes, indeed.
Well, thanks for taking some time to chat with us this morning. And we're going to talk about just kind of a general conversation about some of the programs that are being offered. And it sounds like folks in the Salvation Army are going to be making a few changes to not necessarily the programs themselves, but how those programs are delivered. Is that right?
Yeah. So, you know, I just kind of wanted to give a little bit of a peek into some of the planning that we've been doing behind the scenes that hasn't really been talked about much. So I'm really excited about this. Coming from a social work background, we're planning on kind of transforming how we offer our programs. Last month when we were on the air, we had Lucy Ridgway, who's our caseworker, talking about our Pathway of Hope program, and which briefly is just kind of an intensive case management program for families that helps address kind of those deeper problems of poverty or maybe addressing job skills training and things like that, whatever the individual or family needs, just to help guide them to reach their goals in life. And we really want to harness that philosophy and the research-based evidence behind that program and kind of spread it to our other programs to get to the root causes of what brings people to us. We really want to be able to look at the whole person, the whole family, and their environment, and address the right thing. So, you know, one of the biggest issues I'd say that brings people to us is poverty, and this is something that we know and understand is a cycle that a lot of times passes through generations, and it's very difficult to overcome due to so many barriers that our system kind of has in place. And so what we're hoping to do is to work towards enhancing programs, building programs, reaching people to help increase job skills, to increase social skills that aid in kind of forming positive relationships in all parts of a person's life, whether it be parenting, work, family, peers. We also really want to help increase financial literacy, maybe some budgeting classes or groups or things like that. So most of this kind of transformation that we're hoping is coming in the next months and year is rooted in empowering people to get past their current crisis, to really see the strengths and God-given gifts they possess, and just to help them to use those amazing and unique strengths to move forward into the life they more deeply desire. You know, a lot of times when people are in crisis, they have a hard time seeing past getting through today, you know.
Yep.
So we're hoping to be able to, you know, still address those needs in that moment, but then moving forward, work with them towards that self-sufficiency piece of it. You know, Salvation Army in general has been great at focusing on kind of those material services and assistance in crisis, like food and coats and gifts and financial assistance. And those are all very great and necessary services, but if we really aren't addressing the reasons why our program participants come through our doors for those services, are we really doing our due diligence? Are we just enabling that cycle to continue? So those are kind of the tough questions we've been asking ourselves in the past couple months and trying to find answers and solutions for. So, yeah, that's kind of that's what I've been working on.
Well, and for the average listener, it certainly, you know, when you think about it a little bit more, it certainly makes sense. And I think we're all, everybody listening to the sound of us talking here, Crystal, are in agreement that it's great to have these programs available to us, whether it be, you know, the Brown Bag Lunch program or, coats in the wintertime or, you know, all the different things that we talk about when we have the Salvation Army to talk talk about what's happening and how they're helping out the community. But in the grand scheme of things, and I don't want to, you know, put words in your mouth or anybody's mouth over there, when, you know, these programs exist, you don't want people to be permanently on these programs needing this assistance, right? You want them to use this as that help when they need it, but that self-sufficiency is the key, right? You want people to be able to eventually get off that program and get back to a life that they want to live, where they're comfortable with their finances, they can afford food, they can afford clothes for themselves or their kids, right? That's all part of it, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's, there are plenty of people who come to us just needing this service once and done, you know, people who were affected by COVID deeply and needed help with whatever it was, and we were able to provide that for them, and they just, you know, continued on and were able to just get out of that little bump in life. But I'd say, you know, there's also a good percentage of our clients who just can't quite get to that point of being able to maintain that self-sufficiency. So this is where we want to really reach out and develop those connections and help people, you know, feel good about coming through our doors. And it doesn't have to be to receive material assistance. It can be just, okay, I'm having trouble developing some goals for myself. Could I just talk to somebody to help, you know, develop those goals and to see maybe what I need to help achieve them? Things like that. We want to be able to provide more of that service that might not cost any money other than time, right? Mm-hmm. But that is so necessary to helping foster that sense of community and that just, I don't know. It's a vision that I have that I'm really excited about, and I think in the coming months and year, as we develop and figure out what that looks like for us, I think we're going to have a great outcome in the years to come.
And I think that's the hope. And would it be fair to say too that by kind of making these changes to how they're delivered, it maybe it would take I don't know, some of the hesitancy away from people who might need those programs or might be kind of like, well, I could use the help, but I'm too embarrassed to step up and say I need help with this, right? Like if they know that, you know, they can feel comfortable making it a one-time thing where they need assistance for I don't know, food for maybe a month or two while they're in between jobs or, you know, they had a tragedy in their family. You know, if they can know that, you know, this doesn't have to be a permanent thing. I think there's probably some people out there that you know, feel like if they get on a program like this, they're going to be on it forever. And that's certainly not the case. You don't want people to feel that way.
No, absolutely not. And that's kind of what our root meaning is to just help people out of crisis. But, kind of if we want to visualize this, the idea and the desire behind this is to, you know, have someone come to the pantry and not just give them a food box, right, but to ask them, well, okay, so, you know, what's going on in your life? What's your situation? How can we maybe help you dig a little deeper and go a little farther so, you know, maybe months down the road you won't need this food box because you're just so successful and you're using your strengths to help yourself and your family move forward in life. So that's just kind of my vision for how we offer our services, not just giving the box or giving the coat or giving, you know, that kind of thing, but having a conversation, hearing people's stories, and then helping support and guide them into whatever they want.
As for timeline, we didn't talk about any specific program or programs here this morning. We mentioned a few just to kind of illustrate an example. But any timeline for when these shifts might be made with the Salvation Army? Kind of a gradual thing, I would assume. Correct?
Yep, it's kind of gradual. Right now, we have we've rolled out. We have an online intake form, so it's a little bit more you know, asking questions so that we can get a bigger, a better picture of what the person's situation is before they come in, so we can kind of know what to address right off the bat. And so that's been going pretty smoothly, and it just kind of helps us to get set up where we can be asking the right questions when they do come in for a meeting with us. So that's kind of our first step to it. A lot of it is still in kind of development phase, and we need some support from the we have some great collaborations going on behind the scenes with community members who are passionate about this vision that we have and really want to help us unfold it. So we have a life coach that we've been talking to who's been really great in helping us with team development and things like that. We also have another nonprofit organization in the community who's helping us, again, build our team so that we can effectively move forward in helping people and by following this vision that we have. So we kind of have to get ourselves straight first, and then, you know, just slow kind of baby steps into how we change things. We can't go and all of a sudden every single person in the food pantry has to come in and meet with us, and, you know.
Right.
So it's going to be a slow process. But I'm hoping, you know, this just becomes more normal and just builds to what it should be in the next next year.
Excellent. Crystal, thanks for your time and helping us talk about these coming changes in the delivery programs. We appreciate it as always, and we'll talk again soon. Have a great day.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Spencer.
Yep. Crystal Ogden joining us here at KFIZ from the Salvation Army of Fond du Lac, talking about some of their programs. They're making a few changes.